It's Lake Effect from WUWM. After Trump extremists stormed the Capitol, some of Wisconsin's conservative commentators were quick to compare it to the 2011 protests in Madison, which occupied the state capitol for 4 months. And while the images of thousands of people inside a historic government building may seem comparable, the similarities may end there. Journalist Mary Spacuzza covered the Act 10 protests, and although she says there were tense moments, nothing compared to the brutality witnessed in D.C. Spacuzza joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about these comparisons.
When the insurrection happened at the U.S. Capitol, there were some conservative personalities here in Wisconsin who almost immediately started pushing this comparison between Act 10 protests in Madison and what many are calling a failed coup. We'll get into the details in just a moment, but where do these comparisons begin and end?
You know, I first started hearing about them from colleagues who mentioned that conservative talk show hosts had drawn those comparisons, as well as current lawmakers like Jim Steinke, former lawmakers like Michelle Lichens, and our former governor, Scott Walker, who joined in later in the week to make that comparison. I was a bit surprised, honestly, when I first heard that people were comparing the two, just because they really were so different. And I think it's fair to say that both involved large crowds of people and both were loud and occurred in and around historic buildings. But really, the similarities quickly ended after just those basics. They were just extremely different things. And what happened in D.C. with the violence, the deaths, the police officer who was killed, the weapons, we just never saw that during Act 10.
You mentioned what I think is maybe the biggest difference, the violence. How does that compare to what we saw happen in Madison?
From what we're hearing in D.C., it sounds like that police officer was struck in the head with a fire extinguisher is, I believe, what happened. You know, there were some tense points during Act 10, and I think there were some times where some of us in the press corps who were watching things unfold were nervous that things would get violent. But really, these were overwhelmingly peaceful protests, which is pretty remarkable considering how long they lasted. You know, these stretched from mid-February of 2011 for days, weeks, and it involved an occupation of the Capitol where people were sleeping in the rotunda and the halls. They stretched on, they grew very, very quickly by tens of thousands of people. And to have that many people in a building and around a building with really no deaths, no violence, no weapons charges, it was pretty remarkable and obviously very different from what we saw in D.C. last week.
It was very different, of course, at the U.S. Capitol. The violence beyond the people who were killed was pretty remarkable. There was a lot of violence against police officers. There are videos, of course, that you can see that are really disturbing. One of the other things that came out of this is many of the extremists were armed, of course, during the insurrection. Some appeared to also have supplies to take hostages. And there was a gallows constructed outside of the Capitol. When we compare that to Madison, what do we find?
I did see a photo of that noose that was fashioned outside the Capitol. I never saw anything like that during Act 10. The zip ties that people reportedly had inside the Capitol, where they were like the plastic zip ties that could be used for restraining people. We never saw anything like that during Act 10. People were far more likely to have, you know, bongo drums, vuvuzelas, red heart balloons, but not assault weapons and things to restrain or kidnap people.
We're now seeing a lot of arrests that happened after, of course, the insurrection itself. There were some arrests at the time, but a lot more since then. And people are facing some serious charges. What were arrests like at the Madison protests, and what kind of charges, if any, did these people face?
There were very few arrests during that period of, I would say, mid-February to mid-March. And some of them, there were about 16 people arrested, and about 9 of them were people who really wanted to kind of go down, you know, for the record books of having been arrested. So some of them, it was almost like, hey, I'll leave the Capitol, but I want to be charged. So it wasn't like the violent arrests or anything where people were being arrested with explosive devices or the Molotov cocktails or the weapons that people are facing charges with in D.C. I think former State Senator Grothman, now U.S. Representative, characterized it pretty accurately in an interview with him where he's just said that things just never reached that pitch in Madison. There was never a violent pitch. There was some tension. Grothman himself was actually locked out of the building once and surrounded by protesters during Act 10, and people were chanting shame at him, and Brett Halsey stepped in. And that was a tense moment, but again, you didn't see the violence, you didn't see people with any weapons or trying to physically attack him.
It didn't escalate the way the insurrection did.
Exactly. I mean, I will say it was loud. There was a lot of drumming, but again, loud noises is nothing compared to what we saw last week.
Well, and when we compare loud noises to the physical damage that was done to the U.S. Capitol, it seems like they don't seem to compare. Did we see that same kind of property damage during the Act 10 protests?
There was some very minor property damage. You know, our Capitol in Madison is beautiful, and it's a landmark, and I don't think anybody wants to see any damage to it at all. That said, the damage that we've been hearing about out of D.C. was the ransacking of offices, the destruction of furniture, artwork, defacing of sculptures, things being stolen or smashed, feces being spread. We didn't see anything like that during Act 10. There was some damage to the marble and stone in the Capitol. Some of that was like tape residue from protest signs being hung up, but they did actually have conversations beforehand with experts and apparently tried to use blue painter's tape because that's supposed to be gentler on marble. Initially, at one point, the Department of Administration estimated damages to be like $7.5 million. But they later acknowledged that that was kind of a rough guesstimate based on what was written on like a single line sheet of paper. And they later said it was, I think, $350,000. And then, if my memory serves correctly, about $270,000. But some of that, again, was, you know, tape residue. The grass outside the Capitol was ripped up just because there were so many people marching around it that there was some damage to, you know, the lawn. And there were a lot of overtime costs because with people occupying the building, they did bring in a lot of extra law enforcement. So I think the biggest costs in Madison during Act 10 were more those kind of overtime and what the DOA secretary called, like, he said it wasn't malicious damage. So I think that's probably a key difference from what we saw in D.C. with the vandalism.
It doesn't necessarily seem like purposeful damage either, which obviously the insurrectionists at the U.S. Capitol purposefully destroyed a lot of the furniture, destroyed some paintings, smashed windows. That also seems to get to really what's at the heart of these comparisons in general, which is motivation. And when we talk about Act 10 and the motivation behind the protests that existed inside of the Madison Capitol, how does that compare to the motivation for this insurrection?
You know, I think Act 10, then Governor Walker unveiled his plan to, you know, really all but strip collective bargaining from most of the state's public employees, aside from most police officers, you know, some others, but by far, the vast majority of public workers were affected by Act 10. It really undid a lot of Wisconsin's, you know, labor policies and Wisconsin's traditions with labor. It was obviously extremely controversial, faced a lot of criticism, especially from, you know, unions, teachers, nurses. A lot of people came to the Capitol. But again, our Capitol is open for the most part. So they were not barging, busting doors and windows to get into restricted areas of the Capitol, which is obviously very different from what we saw when this was fundamentally about trying to stop Joe Biden's win from being formalized by Congress and by federal lawmakers. It's different than trying to convince lawmakers not to try to pass a bill. This was almost trying to just completely shut down government in an effort to try to stop the peaceful transfer of power from President Trump to President-elect Joe Biden. That's not to say that some windows weren't damaged in Madison, because you know, most people just entered the building. There were some people who climbed through windows, especially the night of a conference committee in March when the bill was passed by Republican senators. So there were people climbing through a few windows, and there were some windows that were damaged. But again, very different than the images coming out of D.C. We didn't see people forcefully storming a building. You know, no officers were crushed in doors, like some of the disturbing footage that we saw in D.C. Doors weren't being smashed down and windows shattered through, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and ultimately no one was murdered.
Right. That's a big difference. And there were, you know, obviously some of the deaths were medical emergencies in D.C., but yes, no officers were injured or murdered during Act 10. There was a there was an officer who was hurt trying to help someone having a mental health emergency that took place during Act 10. This was a person who had just been at Mendota and was not even affiliated with the protests. And that officer, you know, unfortunately, I believe hurt their like neck and back trying to help someone down from a high point that they were concerned they would jump from, but really nothing like what we saw in D.C.
So you mentioned, of course, some of the politicians and personalities who have been pushing this comparison. Have they faced any backlash?
Yes, they have. And I think it's very interesting, because I think that there are people who want to say this was exactly the same. And this has been mainly conservatives and Republicans, not all of them, though, but some. But I think the pushback has been, you know, this is kind of a false equivalency to compare a overwhelmingly peaceful protest that may have been loud and may have been a lot of people, and they didn't leave initially when they were first asked to leave. But that's very different than a violent insurrection coup attempt and the activities we saw in D.C.
Mary Spacuzza is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who reported on the Act 10 protests in 2011. She spoke with Lakefec's Joy Powers. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.